Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners. The most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. Welcome to it.
Yes. Before we announce our guest, I just want to say happy birthday, Sandy.
Yeah.
You don't want to talk about it?
I don't want to talk
about it. Okay. Anyway, move on. So, two guests in the studio today for this show. Scott Bach is on. Hello, Scott.
Hello.
And this gentleman who's been canvassing the state from the south to the north and the east and the west nonstop for a long time and really picking up steam the past 3 months, Christian Ragosta from the NRA.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
How are you doing today, brother?
I'm doing well. You know, yeah. Loving the traffic.
But. Yeah. But you've been super, super busy with, all your support. Tell everybody, tell the listeners what you've been doing for us with this, especially with this critical election upon us.
Sure. So this is kind of a brand new thing for New Jersey to get the support that we've seen from the NRA ILA. And I do have to thank Scott a lot. I think it was kind of him making sure he teases the brains of the folks down at headquarters to say, you know, Virginia and New Jersey are kind of the only states to be looking at right now for legitimate campaigns during the off season. So we hired some professional staff, particularly Melissa Gokmogel, who's down in the Trenton area, but she's been doing a great job also covering the state. She's a campaign field representative, we call a CFR, so we're setting up phone banks, we're going to different clubs, we're making sure that people know they have to get out to vote. Not only that, but make sure that they bring others with them and
like
get involved.
Dance clubs and all, like those kind of clubs?
I wish, that would make it a little bit more enjoyable.
Make it a little bit more palatable. Yeah.
But we do go to sporting clubs, different hunting groups, other organizations that support the Second Amendment throughout the state. Have been fantastic, some of them. We're just getting the word out, making sure people know they got to help. Like the NRA's, the power of the NRA is its members, and the members need to do something, and they need to stand up and be heard. And it's actually impressive to see some of them coming out of the woodwork and helping out where they can.
I mean, that's what we need to do right now. So I saw you this weekend a lot, and we have a lot going on, and I'd like Scott to elaborate with you as well. Scott, what happened last weekend? We had a couple of things happen last weekend.
Well, we had some precedent-setting events. We had, at the ANJRPC...
He could be a politician.
Please don't say that, Sandy. Anything but that. Anything but that.
Okay, maybe an ambassador then. How's that?
No.
Is that better?
No, you mean like Ambassador Murphy?
No, probably not.
Look, the Lieutenant Governor, Kim Guadagno, who's running for governor, as we know, as the Republican nominee, was the keynote speaker at ANJRPC's annual meeting, and that is historic. We have never had somebody so high up in the executive branch, he's number two in the executive branch, ever come address a group of law-abiding gun owners in New Jersey. And the mere fact that she did that is really, really significant. But, and you know, most of your listeners may know that there was this media hubbub over that, and you know, the media was trying to sneak in. We had one member of the media, because it's closed to the press, we had one member of the media try to join or organization late Friday so he could gain admittance.
And of course, it was another two-way agitator who stirred the shit about the whole thing, too. Of course, because we can't get any unity in New Jersey.
No, of course.
So, of course, it made the news and, you know, the paper and online and everything. So just to further the fact that it's all about somebody's ego and not about the goal of getting a pro-gun governor in the state of New Jersey at this critical freaking time.
Yeah.
We got to deal with a two-way agitator. Look at me! Look at me! I'm wearing two-inch lifts in my shoes. Look at me! Look at me! Sorry. Go ahead, Scott.
First, on Sunday at the annual meeting, Lieutenant Governor got multiple standing ovations from our crowd. She was very, very well received. Sandy, compose yourself. Sandy, I've never seen Sandy lose it the way. His face is red. He's laughing uncontrollably.
Wasn't it what you were saying, Scott?
It's the other 2A boss. It's the other 2A boss. Go ahead.
The plane.
It's the other 2A boss. Look at me.
Moving on. Here we go.
Imagine him jumping up in the crowd trying to get seen, 5 foot two of his chubbiness. Look at me. Look at me.
And we're moving on.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Boy, this is a rough crowd. This is a rough crowd.
You just lost half the audience of millennials when you cited
because
that.
Because the 2A agitator is wider than he is tall.
No,
that's the point
we're talking
to make.
About the play.
Oh, that's Hervé Villechaize from Fantasy Island, by the way.
Google it.
Hervé Villechaize, yeah. Fantasy Island. Go ahead, Scott.
So the day before our annual meeting, however, we had another historic gathering that was not advertised. And consequently, the press wasn't there or trying to get in there, but we actually called a member, a meeting of all our member clubs, gun clubs, not dancing clubs,
okay,
Sandy.
Okay, it was just to clarify.
And, you know, we had a private audience with the Lieutenant Governor. She came and spoke to all the gun clubs that are members of ANJRPC. And Anthony, you were there. Christian, you were there.
Yes.
That was a very hands-on Q&A, you know, no prepared speeches. I mean, we really got into the weeds there, and I don't think there was a person in that room that was not completely won over by the Lieutenant Governor by the time we were done. I mean, she is, people don't know her that well, but she is a great candidate. She is a normal human being who's very warm and engaging and believable. Okay, listen. This is not, you know, when she speaks, at least in that group, in that setting, it didn't feel like a politician talking to
us. She didn't have a speech prepared.
No.
She had a couple of notes on a piece of paper in her hand, like I would do, a couple of bullet points, but she spoke from the heart. And she said, listen, I can't with a magic wand, you know, get rid of all of these bad gun laws. Give me the legislature, and I can do that. But I can assure you I will fight for your rights. I will help increase crimes for penalties for people who are criminals committing crimes with guns. She was blatant and honest about it, you know. And I saw her speak both days. And again, it was off the cuff. She just spoke the way she felt. You know, and I watched the last debate, which I'm going to make fun of the Grinch when we get back. What?
Okay, I think we're coming back.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing. Which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
The world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
And this segment is brought to you by Gunsitters. Gunsitters.com, located on 831B New Jersey, Route 10 East in Whippany in the Pine Plaza. Check out Gunsitters and their military division, Weapons Guard. They are now in Easton, PA, Salisbury, Maryland, and slowly but surely moving across the country. We all know what their service is. If you need to store your firearms temporarily, long-term, have something going on, divorce, et cetera, new house being built, moving, check out Gunsitters.com. Next Saturday, Gunsitters is announcing that they became a facility partner with U.S. Law Shield, and they are co-sponsoring the Evan Knappen New Jersey Gun Law Seminar being held Saturday, October 28th at the Whippany VFW at 2 p.m. That's October 28th at 2 p.m. For more details, go to Gunsitters.com. Gunsitters.com and their military division, Weapons Guard. Support those who support us. So, Christian, you're going to jump in anytime you want, but I watched the last debate, and they said, let's do a funny question, and they asked the two prospective governors what their favorite fruit and vegetable was. Phil Murphy said grapefruit, sourpuss, and broccoli, okay? Kim Gadano said Jersey tomatoes and cranberries. Well, he doesn't even know what we grow in this state.
He wouldn't know.
Okay, because he's from Massachusetts.
That's right.
Asked if he would ask Menendez to resign, he said he wouldn't say it until he's elected governor because he's protecting Menendez. Asked about how he's going to pay for the pension shortfalls, well, he's going to use a crystal ball because he's not going to announce his plan until he's elected governor. This is the only guy I ever said, I'm going to raise taxes $1.3 billion, and I'm going to pay for everything, free education and everything, but I'm not going to tell you how I do it until I get elected.
We know how he's going to do it.
Yeah. He's going to tax us into prosperity, right?
Right. Exactly.
Like Winston Churchill said, trying to tax yourself into prosperity is like standing in a bucket and lifting yourself up by the handles. Okay?
That's pretty much
so, the way it works. I wish I thought up that analogy. So what were you going to say, Christian? You were talking a little bit before.
Well, sure. To kind of jump on that point about Phil Murphy having no idea what is good for New Jersey or how to see New Jersey as a state of people. You know, he's talking about making a sanctuary state, and I think that gun owners, and I've listened to your show plenty of times where this comes up, where, you know, it's terrifying to think that criminals are being treated better than law-abiding citizens. Law-abiding citizens wanting to practice their Second Amendment rights are already considered criminals.
You're not from New Jersey.
I'm from New York, though.
Similar to some of these issues. So you're familiar.
I am. Yes. And, you know, and I was saying at Scott's event with the NJRPC that I cover New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is obviously a fairly decent state for gun rights, and we keep seeing wins there, which is awesome. The problem is that everyone says, which state is worse between the three of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut?
It's amazing.
Careful how you answer.
Battle for the bottom.
Your popularity could be affected here.
Well, you know, my answer is always, it depends. It depends on what you're talking about.
We all have our weaknesses.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, the problem is, though, with a guy like Phil Murphy, it doesn't matter because New Jersey will be the clearinghouse of all those terrible gun bills that come up through the minds of these liberals who don't understand what the Second Amendment is. They understand what a firearm is. They think semi-automatic's fully automatic. They think that a magazine you just throw away, you don't refill it. I mean, it's just they just don't know what they're talking about. I wish I could have that type of money.
Exactly. Well, Phil Murphy does.
Oh, he does.
Yes. Yeah, and according to NewJersey.com, he's not a billionaire. He just made $7.5 million. He's retired.
$600 million net worth.
Yeah, but $7.5 million from interest on his investments.
He's the 10th highest. Guys, listen up here. He's the 10th highest property taxpayer in New Jersey. His home is $200,000 a year in property taxes.
And the other nine are also liberal socialists.
Correct. Yes. Well, you know, Matt Rooney from Save Jersey blog, Matt's going to be on the show in a few weeks. We've been trying to coordinate. I'm stealing his quote, but I'm giving him credit. There is nothing more repulsive than a billionaire socialist.
Absolutely.
Okay? Like Bloomberg, too. Nothing more repulsive than these people. Like Kim Godano was saying, she has three kids. The youngest is adopted. She has kids in the military. She said she was vacuuming her house on a Saturday between campaign stops, and she was thinking that Phil Murphy probably doesn't even know where the vacuum, is in his house, or let alone what it is.
He might not, might not know what it is.
Consuelo.
Yeah.
The upstairs toilet needs
correct. Time. Correct. So, you know, and she spoke from the heart about that. And her son, what was he, Scott, in Idaho, I think?
Out west,
said she told a story that he called her up on a Sunday, said, "Ma, I went to the gun store today. I bought a gun and I bought ammo. And then I went to the liquor store to buy beer, and you can't buy beer on Sunday, but you can buy guns and ammo." You
know, it was Oklahoma.
Oklahoma? Oklahoma. See, I had it close. It was one of those flyover states. Sorry, flyover states.
I think there's a lot about west of Pennsylvania, you think. West of Philadelphia is somewhere.
Now, Scott talks a little bit about our strengths, because this is an off-year election, and not a lot of people are paying attention. It's Virginia and New Jersey are the only two gubernatorial races. Scott, tell us a little bit about how we can, you know, leverage this and multiply the vote.
Well,
without being Democrats and getting our dead family members to vote.
Well, this is a very lackluster election cycle. I mean, it is anticipated to be incredibly low turnout. And to me, that means opportunity, because in a low turnout year, every vote that we turn out effectively is magnified. So, listen, they are overconfident. What candidate who thinks they aren't going to win is going to announce, you know, the tax stuff that he's talked about. Well, I mean, what candidate says, "I'm going to tax you, I'm going to take away your gun rights"? Right. You know, I mean, usually they hide that stuff. He's out front. He is so overconfident, and that translates to his people. Now, I would say that there's been a flurry of national socialists coming into New Jersey to campaign for him. You know, everyone from John Kerry to Al Gore to President Obama,
I
which
think
Anthony,
that's
I'm
the
sure,
death knell
did,
for
ex-former President
did
Obama.
Did Al Gore come in on a horse-drawn carriage? I was just wondering. Or did he fly in his private jet?
He probably used up some of his carbon credits when he came in. But so we have, I see opportunity in a low turnout event, election. And listen, I mean, once again, the choice could not be clearer. I mean, as Kim herself said, Murphy is to the left of Bernie Sanders. Okay, this guy is not your average Democrat. This guy is really a far left socialist. Is really what he is.
Oh yeah.
And his agenda, I mean, it's horrifying enough on guns, but when you look at his agenda, on everything else, he wants to create a state bank. You know, Anthony, you always
like
say
Venezuela.
Yeah.
The state bank. What we need. A state bank.
Yeah.
Right.
Good track record.
So, listen, his election is an existential threat to gun owners. So, on the gun issue, it's all hands on deck. And, you know, I know there are people who think, and I've talked about this a lot, there are people who think he can't be beaten. Okay, and as I've talked about here, that's an illusion that he's created.
Yep. Of course.
Whether
correct.
He can or he can't, what matters on election day is not how you feel, not what you think, not what you're worried about, not what the polls or the pundits say. It's what we do. On election day, it is a numbers game. It's about math on election day.
Yeah. Yep.
And we have the numbers. There are 1 million gun owners, hunters, and sportsmen in the state of New Jersey. And if all of us do our jobs, if all of us come out, we win. And if all of us bring our friends and family, we win big. So this is there's a psych out going on right now, or an attempt to psych us out so we don't even try. And the worst thing we could do is say, he's going to win, so why should I bother?
Yeah,
that's what he wants us to do.
Typical New Jersey gun owner malaise. You know, they settle back and do absolutely nothing. It's time to get off your fat asses.
But not this time.
And, yes.
Not this time.
Right. We can't allow it.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers in each port are bulletproof. They're extra-wide ports so two people can stand side-by-side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well-lit. We also have 3 times as much light downrange that the average range
would have, because I believe it's important that the targets are well lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right, we have two smaller classrooms. And those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family. So the bathrooms are very high-end. We used marble and corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
With the news, events, and political shenanigans impacting your freedom, you're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation.
And this segment is brought to you by Liberty Office Suites, libertyofficesuites.com. Ron Sousa has two locations, one on New Road in Parsippany and one on Changebridge Road in Montclair. He also has a 70-person meeting room with all the bells and whistles. For as little as $58 a month, you can have a professional environment. Get yourself out of mom's basement or over the garage, please, already. Get rid of those old comfy sweatpants, put real clothes on, and go and have a professional environment. LibertyOfficeSuite.com.
You know, I just noticed you have an upside-down Napoleon hanging from your microphone.
Correct.
Shouldn't that be
the
like
stress.
Mussolini?
That's the two-way agitator in New Jersey,
is that
right
that?
There. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm just was wondering. Before you guys start, a little troubling thing I saw as I flew into the airport this morning. And all up 195, there were hundreds of Murphy signs, which now I'm going to have to spend the entire weekend driving up and down 195 uprooting these things. And not a damn Kim Guadagno sign at all.
Right.
Including groups of Republican. Now, you got to remember, I live in a Republican stronghold. Not all of the local Republicans, the county Republicans, it's nice for them to vacuum directly outside the studio at this time. But there are zero Guadagno signs happening in these groups. That bothers the hell out of me. It's almost like, what's going on? Is it that the local people are distancing themselves?
Well, there's two things to that. One is the guy has, what, $20 million in his account? He's been spending. Phil Murphy gave, I think, $10 million of his own money back in January or February. So, you know, the amount of money and resources to get those signs is out of this world. Second of all, that's usually illegal posting. So go figure but the criminals are posting
you,
for Phil Murphy.
Let me tell you something else, too. People who are going to vote for Kim aren't putting signs up. It's the Trump thing.
Yeah, we noticed
the
that.
Liberals
the only thing that differs is I didn't see any Hillary signs either in New Jersey. You know, at the last very
I don't
very
think she paid attention to New Jersey.
It's part of his psych out thing.
Yeah.
Okay, listen, in the primary, I happened to drive by an event in the Meadowlands, okay, a place where there's you know, nothing. It's usually not much going on there. And all of a sudden, I'm driving, and there's like 1,000 Murphy signs.
Oh, yeah.
On the road, blasted out.
Yes.
Okay, I go, I see there's an event. I go do my thing, okay. I come back an hour and a half later. They're all gone. The signs are gone.
Yep.
Really?
It's like they come in like locusts. They put up their temporary staged signage, and then they're gone. It's part of their strategy is to overwhelm and to create this overwhelming thing. And I say, good, because you know what? All the Democrats are going to see that and say, oh, good, he's winning.
Okay,
so I'm not going to come out and vote. No, there is a silver lining to it.
I like your thinking.
But our job, listen, but it's not going to happen magically. And as I said several times this weekend, NRA and ANJRPC don't have that magic wand, as we said earlier. The magic wand is you. The magic wand is the people listening.
Right. That's right.
We are the magic, and there is no room this time. This is not the election to make a political statement with your vote, to throw away your vote,
correct,
to stay home, okay, to do something. Listen, I had somebody write to me yesterday and ask, well, you know, this past weekend, or have you heard, you know, have you heard Kim say X, Y, and Z about right to carry until I hear her say X.
God.
And it's like, you know, I wrote back to him and I said, so are you, does that mean you're voting for Murphy? This is not the time. It is all hands on deck. And don't mistake what I'm saying for overconfidence. This is going to be a tough, we are facing incredible headwinds. It's going to take every one of us, every single one of us, not just to do our part, but to get others to do their part.
That's right.
It's going to be close. And we cannot afford to lose one vote, to leave one of our votes on the table.
On that note, Christian, you said you had a low voter turnout story to share with us.
Yeah, sure. So this is my fourth election cycle with the NRA. I've been doing politics for about 11 years of my life now. God help me. But my first election ever with the NRA was for Congressman Chris Gibson in New York. And that year was the worst voter turnout in 72 years in New York history. And how it happened, Sean Elbridge is running against him. His husband was a co-founder of Facebook, and they bought four houses up and down the Hudson Valley to choose which congressional district to be in to run for a race. So it's amazing how money is a motivator for these people to get to public office. And so they get up there, and you know, his business also was to lend money to people. So again, he just threw money at people and said, I have a business because I give you money to start a business. so it'd be nice to have that problem. But anyhow, the polls, and I know, Anthony, you hate the polls, you don't believe them, and you shouldn't, because we did have some polls out there that said it was a neck-to-neck race between Chris Gibson and the Sean Eldridge guy, and the end result was Gibson winning by 30 percentage points.
Wow.
And it just shows you that people were ticked off because they didn't want a guy from New York City coming up with his millions of dollars, buying houses, helter-skelter, and they're like, this is not our life. This is not how we live day in, day out. I think Kim hit it on the head when she was at the ANJRPC meetings, where like the story about the vacuum cleaner, and you know, does Phil Murphy even know where it is in his house? A complete disconnect between who the people really are in New Jersey. Because all the millionaires have moved, right?
Well, most of them. Out of here. If Phil Murphy gets elected, they're going to have to put a Trump wall around the state of New Jersey to keep whatever wealthy people are left in the state.
Well, they already have an exit tax here, which most people outside of this country, outside of this state, don't even understand.
Correct.
But you are penalized for selling your home and moving outside of the state.
Correct.
You know, they tax you even that way.
Correct. It's pretty
shitty.
Tax
me when I leave your state. I got to pay a dollar toll going through the Delaware Gap.
Right. Come on in. It's free. But when you want to leave, it's going to cost you.
He wants to create more
it's
toll
like the
roads.
Hotel California.
Too. Yeah. Phil Murphy. Soprano state.
Phil Murphy wants to create more toll roads in New Jersey, too.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Why not?
So that should be interesting.
Yeah.
Again, anybody but Murphy turned into it has to be Kim. Listen. Just the fact that she had an audience with us 2 days in a row, and she took the flack from the liberal media. And, you know, I just read today in the Record an article about Murphy, how his money could be his undoing because he's so out of touch with the average person. And the other thing is she brought to my attention, Kim Gadano, and I looked it up. On Murphy's website, it doesn't mention Goldman Sachs once. He worked there for 30 years.
30 years you don't mention.
30 years, and there's no mention that he's a Goldman Sachs millionaire.
It was a passing fact.
Trying to hide something there, buddy.
Yeah.
Okay? 30 years, no mention of Goldman Sachs. Totally out of touch. Why does he want this? He's just a power play. He bought himself an ambassadorship to Germany because he raised hundreds of millions of dollars for Obama and donated millions of his own money for Obama.
It's more than a power play. He wants to run for president in 2020, and New Jersey is a stepping stone to that. If he loses this election, his chances in 2020 are next to nothing.
Wow.
If he wins this election, he uses it to leverage a national campaign. That's his game. Okay, so we are a pawn in his in his chess game.
Oh, you mean like Hillary Clinton moving to Chappaqua?
Right.
Yeah. Oh. Now I'm part of the little people.
Yeah.
In New York.
And Bill. I mean, yeah. How much time did he spend in Harlem, I'm wondering?
He had an office there.
Yeah.
For a week.
It's kind of like Cory Booker's office in Newark.
Christian, we have 17 days left before the election this Sunday. It's 17 days. Talk to us about how people can help, how they can contact you, what they can do, et cetera, et cetera. Please, you're going to do it now and at the end of the show.
Absolutely. So definitely one thing, we have phone banks every single day but Sundays, so no one has an excuse to say there's nothing to be done, we can't do anything. And we're all across the state. So Mondays, we're at Cheyenne Outfitters in Bordentown. On Tuesdays, we're at RTSP in Randolph. On Wednesdays, we're at Centaur Firearms in Lumberton. On Thursdays, Garden State Shooting Center in Lakewood. On Fridays, Full Metal Jacket in Seville. And on Saturday, we're at Trenton Watch Factory in Trenton. So if you want to get involved, you can show up to those places and make phone calls with your like-minded people, which I think makes it so much easier. You feel motivated. You feel good because you're part of a community. But this is also the 21st century, so it's an app on your phone, on your computer. You can make calls for free, and it does all the dialing for you. It gives you a script. There's no real work, except you just got to be on there to talk to the person on the other line.
When we come back, tell us how the people can find that, okay?
Absolutely. You got it.
Thank you.
The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day. And perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
They said it wouldn't last. That was just wishful thinking. Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. 7 years running.
This segment is brought to you by County Line Firearms. County Line Firearms, NJ.com, is on Route 10 in East Hanover, across the street from the Best Buy. Stop in and see Carlos Negron at County Line Firearms. Support those who support us. Continue, Christian. How can we find out? How can we volunteer?
Yes, sir. So, again, to echo Scott's sentiments, like everything that you do is amplified in a low voter turnout year, which this is going to be it. So just show up is the number one thing. Take the day off. Go have breakfast with your friends. Take three or four guys to breakfast or ladies and then go vote. You know, make it a thing. Make it a positive thing. So to get a hold of us to make sure that you're making those phone calls, we're going to be knocking on doors, everything that you do in a campaign season. I need to get a hold of Melissa Gokmogel. Melissa's fantastic. Her cell number is 702-755-4420 or Melissa at NRAILAFrontlines.com. That's Melissa at NRAILAFrontlines.com. Frontlines is our volunteer program.
Repeat them both again for our
sure
slower
thing.
Listeners.
Yeah.
Sorry.
The cell number is 702-755-4420, or her email is Melissa at NRAILAFrontlines.com.
So there's no excuse for you to help volunteer. So many people are mobilizing to do it. This is the first time the NRA has been on the ground this heavy in the state of New Jersey for an election, Scott?
In my time. I mean, anybody who says NRA isn't doing anything for gun owners just isn't in touch with what's going on. Yeah, I mean, NRA has been doing this for 9 months or longer. It's been a while.
We started back in February. I was interviewing people.
On the ground. It's been a while, and we are on NRA's radar screen. You know, I discussed this with the higher-ups at NRA over a year ago, and they've answered that call, and they've done it in a big way. And now it's on us to follow their lead and to join in, because NRA's got you know, there's an organization, there's a plan going, and it's unfolding, and you can be a part of it. So it's no more armchair activism. It's time to get up off the chair, get out, and join us.
I've swayed a bunch of people who like weren't going to vote because they're like they're both bad choices. So
she is not a bad choice.
She's
anybody who still thinks she's anti-gun is wrong. She's gotten an A from NRAPVF and an endorsement, and an A from ANJRPC PAC and an endorsement. We do not give out A's easily. They have to be earned. She has earned her A's. She has reached out to our community in the way no candidate or sitting lieutenant governor ever has. And, you know, that should tell you everything you need to know. Is any candidate a perfect candidate?
No.
No. Nobody's perfect. Is Governor Christie perfect? No. Did he have our backs for the last 6 years? You better believe it. Okay? Listen, Phil Murphy is out to kill us, just putting it bluntly. Kim will have our back. That is the bottom line. And you look at any other issues, you know, outside the Second Amendment issue, you know, he wants to raise our taxes as if we're already undertaxed. Kim has said if she doesn't lower taxes, she won't run for re-election.
Correct.
All right? You look at on any issue, the choice is clear, but I'm telling you on the strength of, listen, I've been doing this for 17 years. We have never had a more openly pro-Second Amendment candidate for governor in the state of New Jersey. Perfect? No, nobody's perfect. But the choice is clear. Are you gonna make a statement with your vote and let Phil Murphy slide in, let the illusion become reality, and let him come after gun owners? I mean, you think it's been bad before. Okay, remember that gun, remember the range bill from last year that would have shut down virtually every range in the state?
That'll
you think
be
that's
back.
Not going to be back? That will be back.
Oh,
it's
absolutely.
On their hot list.
Sure.
You think the bill, the crazy bills where you have to be, you know, have a psychological analysis before you can keep guns, you think that's going to go away? No, it's not going to go away. How about unaccountable health professionals can suspend your Second Amendment rights? A marriage counselor.
Social
worker could suspend your Second Amendment rights if they think you might be a danger.
The thought police.
Well, listen, you have to understand their goal, and everybody here has heard me talk about this. When you hear them talking about we have to end the problem of gun violence, just substitute the word ownership for violence if you want to know what their agenda is.
That's exactly
we have to
right.
end the problem of gun ownership. That's what it's about. And we have to recognize that. And Kim, if nothing else, will be an important check on a democratically controlled, rabidly anti-gun legislature.
Essential check.
Yeah. You put Phil Murphy in there, and they're going to pass anything they want. They're going to jam it down our throats.
Oh, of course.
And we're going to be left to litigate this.
Of course. You know, one of the things that Scott mentioned is the fact that there's this whole agenda, there's this whole mindset. And it's typified by, if you read that article that was Anthony was interviewed for.
Mike Kelly.
Kelly, he kind of pulled back the curtain on his own opinions when he the specific shots that he took. You could see he was very angry that people of color and that women are becoming gun owners and they need to stop this. He virtually said that, mm-hmm. that it is just a marketing campaign by the NRA to get women and people of color to become gun owners so that they vote.
Go figure, they want to protect themselves.
Yeah, and I don't know of any marketing campaign that Anthony's running to get the thousands of women pouring in the door here or all over the country.
It's simple, okay? People resonate with the truth. When they're exposed to the truth, they resonate with it.
Yep.
Okay, you know what we've seen is an attempt to corrupt the truth, to make it look like something that it's not. And
right.
a certain percentage of the population swallows it, but eventually the fog clears.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have truth on our side. Okay, listen, evil is real. The government can't protect you. If you're not prepared to protect yourself, you're set up for slaughter. That is the bottom line.
Right.
Correct.
That is the bottom line.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay, we all know the
Chicago,
cops.
Detroit,
listen,
Trenton, Patterson.
Police do their best, but they're usually there after the fact.
Right.
I'm former law enforcement.
That's right.
Okay? You know, in the gravest extreme, you're on your own in an emergency, and as we've talked about many times, the U.S. Supreme Court has said that. Okay? The police have no duty to protect individual citizens.
That's
It's a duty to protect society as a whole. So anybody who understands that, it takes 30 seconds to get that. Okay? They have this whole PR machine, the liberal media, Hollywood, you know, it's all out there blasting the other message, and somehow the truth still resonates. And, you know, I mean, listen, what Murphy represents is the epitome of this far-left social fantasy where everyone turns in their guns, and now the only one with guns is an oppressive government.
Right. And criminals.
Right.
I don't want to marginalize the gubernatorial race by any means, because getting Kim in there is essential at this point. Not important, it's essential, because this will be a clearinghouse for bad laws from every state, whether you're California, Hawaii, Massachusetts, Connecticut, New York. All the crap is going to come down here, and they're going to see it get into effect.
Yeah.
But we need to think about the lower races as well. So a lot of people say, my vote doesn't count. How many votes did Donna Simon in the 16th lose by 2 years ago? Less than 100, I believe.
70-something.
I think it was like 76, 78. And that's because people said, yeah, my vote doesn't count. It doesn't matter. They don't even know who their assembly members are, their state senators, right. Which is terrible. And, you know, I got that story, too, where, you know, I'm in upstate New York where everyone's like, oh, where the men are men and the goats are nervous, right? And they think it's funny. But, you know, I'm from the Syracuse, New York area, Onondaga County. It's county by county. It took me 11 months to get a pistol in my home. It took me 7 years to now be able to be a human being carrying a firearm in the state of New York. It took me 7 years to do that. And the reason it took so long, now I have a buddy who got his first pistol 1 month to get, no restrictions, allowed to carry in the same city. And what changed was we have two new county judges and we have a brand new sheriff. And no one thinks about how sexy those races are, because who cares? But that's where changes happen on a local level.
Right.
Think of your school taxes. You see all these Board of Education races going on right now. How many people show up to vote for your school budget? And what's your property taxes based off on? Are they doubled at least by school?
At least doubled, yes.
So people need to remember that, yeah, we need Kim in there to stop the nonsense, but your day in and day out life, yeah, it doesn't help when a guy like Phil Murphy's there to say, I want your taxes higher, but it's the local guys who are taking out of your pocket.
You know what's interesting? Universally, every politician, when campaigning, says they're not going to raise taxes. And then 99% of them raise taxes.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is so hubris that he's campaigning on raising taxes. So if he's telling us now he's going to raise taxes, hammer time is right around the corner,
what's he not
ladies
telling
and gentlemen.
Us? What's he not,
what's
telling,
he not telling us? Right,
correct.
Exactly.
I mean, if he's saying up front, I'm raising taxes, we're screwed.
Right.
Okay, we're screwed. And he's talking about, you know, he was talking about hedge fund people and everything. He's one of them. He's one of them.
Wait.
He's so
here's
out of touch.
Here's the point. Every hedge fund person has a battery of attorneys, tax attorneys.
Correct.
Anybody with any wealth or net worth, especially in this state, needs to pay a tremendous amount of money, I might know what I'm speaking about, to tax attorneys just to be able to keep some of what you have.
Correct.
Now, that doesn't affect people who have that kind of power. Who it affects are the average working Joe, the average single person, business owner, the entrepreneur, the plumber, the electrician, all of the people who...
The little people.
The people who really make the world go around. You're pointing at him, but he's...
Sorry.
Yeah, he doesn't.
No, it's pointing at Napoleon there.
Oh, the little people. Yeah. But that's who it's going to affect. It's not going to. So if you think this isn't going to affect you, you're foolish. I don't know what else to say. I am so frustrated with the state, and especially gun owners in this state, because the apathy is just unbelievable. At the clubs that I visit, it's always like, oh, that's not going to affect me.
Bullshit.
Right.
Bullshit. It's coming. Scott, what do you got to say? You look like you're chomping at the bit.
No, look, it's up to everybody to get this message out, okay? I mean, that's the bottom line. People need to understand Murphy bad, Kim good, okay? It will be it's an existential threat to ranges and gun owners if Murphy gets in. And people need to understand that. You know, we can fight for the next 4 years. We can show up in Trenton dozens and dozens of times and spend hundreds of thousands of dollars litigating. Or we can make a little bit of effort now and mobilize the community and have our backs covered for the next 4 to 8 years. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. I mean, if you think it's been bad before, just wait. If Murphy gets in, there is nothing to stop him.
I'm not saying anything until after the break. Break. We'll be right back.
You know, as it turns out, one out of every three of us is caring for an aging parent. And if you're one of us, I don't have to tell you how difficult that can be. And until now, good sound advice that you could really trust was few and far between. The show is called Parents Are Hard to Raise, and every week it's jam-packed with expert advice and some pretty cool tips and tricks that'll help you and your parents grow older together without losing your minds. It's free, expert elder care advice with a Jersey attitude. The show is hosted by my wife, Diane Berardi, who's been a practicing gerontologist for over three decades. So the insight's real, and the advice you get is battle-tested and ready to go. And it's often a little edgy. Parents Are Hard to Raise. Available on iTunes, Google Play, and on demand at iHeartRadio or at parentsarehardtoraise.org. And now, with great sadness, back to the show.
Just a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, on Saturday the 28th at 2 p.m. at the Whippany VFW on Route 10 across Sheet from Gun Sitters, Knappen will be there doing his law seminar with their facility partner, U.S. Law Shield. Check out gunsitters.com. So what was I going to say before we came back? I forgot. I totally forgot. What
you got nervous over about. The stun gun from Gun Sitters.
I'll tell you, listen, this guy can't get elected. Scott Christian was talking about a lot of the lower elections.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's impossible with gerrymandering to win the House and
well,
Senate.
Well, until redistricting.
Yeah, well, we got screwed last time, so we're going to get screwed again.
No,
what's the difference?
No, listen, if Murphy wins, we're going to get doubly screwed, okay? The next governor for the next two terms will be basically help pick the tiebreaker in the next redistricting, which comes up, I believe, in 2020 or 21. So, you know, you think about that alone. A lot of people say, well, how come we can't win some of these elections? It's because they tighten them up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, we all remember Flippin' Fred Madden,
yep.
Senator Fred Madden from, I think, the 3rd District, if I'm not mistaken, we have one gun a month because of him. He pledged
right.
his support, then
gun rationing
betrayed us in the middle of the night. Literally, in the middle of the night, he flipped his vote. It passed by one vote. He knew we were coming after him, and in redistricting, they rewrote his district so it's impenetrable. Okay, so I mean, from that angle alone, just knowing about that, I mean, imagine if Murphy is presiding over, if he picks the tiebreaker, it's going to be not even the illusion of fairness.
Correct. We're screwed.
No, they've taken off their masks.
Yeah.
They've unmasked themselves.
You know, and we have CNJFO, who's been supporting ANJRPC, and we have ANJRPC and NRA, the three organizations, Gun for Hire Radio. We've been doing everything we possibly can. Again, there's a lot of social media warriors out there, but everybody listening has got to get their friends, families, coworkers. Like Christian said, let's go get some hot dogs and vote today.
Make yeah, it's
sure
time for old
votes,
school,
you know,
boots on the on the ground.
Talking dragons. Call.
Yeah. Now, Scott, I have a theory that Phil Murphy might not be getting as much help from some of the Democratic bosses because he scared the crap out of all of them, like Fulop
well,
and Sweeney.
He pissed off a lot of people.
You know,
when he
threw his hat in the ring, I mean, everybody went out except two. Like Lesniak was in for a little bit and one other player, but they realized they couldn't. You know, he steamrolled everybody.
Right.
So I got a feeling there's no love there with like Fulop and Sweeney. And I don't see them going to great lengths for Phil Murphy. I haven't heard them say anything, right?
I have to agree, because based on the Democrat politicos that I know, and they're pretty high up, they were just – the quote that I heard was, he was coronated.
Coronated, yeah.
Just the same way as Corzine was.
Yeah.
You know, and they were really pissed off because they all felt that they were next in line.
So I got a feeling that he's not going to be getting as much support as people think he is from the Democratic machine, and that works out to our advantage as well. So let's ply this into our direction as much as possible. Go ahead, Scott. You look like you want
to... No. I mean, I agree with that, and we may be able to leverage some of that anger in the future to our own benefit without going into more detail. I don't mean to be cryptic. What Christian was saying before about the Assembly and Senate races... In particular, I just want to focus briefly on the Donna Simon race again. For those who don't know who she is a former state assemblywoman who was A++++. She was with us all the way.
Yes, she was.
She's in a marginal district. Her district's in transition. It's not firmly Republican or Democrat, but she's a person of principle. She's acted based on principles. She has voted with us even on the hard stuff, and it cost her. You know, Bloomberg, it took two election cycles. He put almost $1 million into it, each of the last two election cycles, to try to take her out. And last time, he was successful by 70-something votes.
70-something.
That is an easy grab. If we come out, in the 16th legislative district, we put her back in there. And let me just tell you, I mean, she was...
Can we say what those towns are? Because, like Christian was saying, most of these people don't even understand who their representatives are.
And that's on purpose.
Yeah.
That's on purpose.
Yeah, exactly.
Flemington's the heart of her district, but and around that area. But she was with us on the hard bills, the bills that even the Republican caucus caved in on. And she paid a price for it. I mean, they came in and said, "Oh, she wants terrorists to get guns, and she supports, wife beaters, basically."
Who doesn't? I mean,
there's the terror watch list bill, which is, I don't want to get into that, but
it's
she was with us on that. And listen, that's a hard one, because the rhetoric on the other side of that, it terrifies politicians, because it's easy to say, "Oh, you support terrorists getting guns." No. Nobody supports terrorists getting guns, but by the same token, we have something called due process, and you don't strip away somebody's due process rights. You don't take away their Second Amendment rights without due process, because somebody put them on a list and nobody knows how they got there. Anyway, she was with us on it. It cost her. We got to put her back. We've got to put her back.
Scott, contact for ANJRPC, how to get on the email alerts, how to donate, et cetera, et cetera. What do you got?
Yeah, you go on our website, anjrpc.org, anjrpc.org. I know it's a tongue twister. It's a mouthful. It's an earful.
anjrpc.org. Go ahead.
Or you could just Google Association of New Jersey Rifle and Pistol Clubs, and you'll find
everything. Which is so much simpler. so much more succinct.
Well, at least it's not a random jumble of letters.
Of letters,
right?
That's true. Yes.
So, New Jersey Rifle Pistol is enough, and you'll come up. So, yeah.
Nice. Christian, repeat the contacts, please, because before we run out of time, I don't want you to squeeze them in. Go ahead.
Sure. So, again, Melissa is our lady doing a great job on the ground, and her contact information, if you want to get involved, make those phone calls, knock on doors, because the reason we do those things is because they work.
Yes.
You wouldn't get telemarketer calls all the time if they didn't think they worked to
Correct.
Some degree. So even if you hang up on them, you're still thinking
There's
about it.
There's an art tart out there answering that call and ordering that stuff.
That's
right. So that's why they keep doing it.
Absolutely.
So it works. So I know sometimes it's not the most fun, sexiest thing to do, but it works. We got to do it. Again, look at last year when the NRA supported now President Donald Trump, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Michigan. Look at these states that they thought were untouchable. And we came in there, and the people, the average person, the blue-collar guy, the guy who's just worried about bringing food to the family's table, not caring which bathroom to go to, those are the ones who made the decision. And they just got to show up. And that's the most frustrating part of my job, is no one is coming out, because you're speaking to the choir. I get all the time when I go to a gun club or a sportsman's club, and I'm like, no, I'm not. Because how many of you did not vote last year?
Right. Yeah.
And half the room will raise their hand.
Right.
And you're like, where are you? Because this is the core. This
Correct.
Is what we need to show
Correct.
Up. Not only do we need you, we need your family, we need your friends, we need your neighbors.
Right.
This is what it's coming down to. So I ask people to please stop saying that my vote doesn't count, that I'm not going to make a difference, because look what happened in Ohio. Look what happened in Pennsylvania. Look what happened in Michigan. So many states for President Donald Trump.
17 days ago.
17 days ago, and I need you to contact Melissa, fantastic lady. Again, her cell is 702-755-4420. That's 702-755-4420. Or her email, melissa@nraiafrontlines.com. And again, even if you call the NRA ILA headquarters and they say, hey, I want to get involved in New Jersey, I carry this phone on me 24/7. It's on my bedpost when I go to bed. They will give you that phone number. So if you call NRA ILA headquarters, Google it, you're going to find a phone number for us. We are available, and I'm not hiding from anybody. My name is all over posts and everything online.
What about the app, the Frontlines app? I have it on my phone.
Oh, that's great. I always kind of forget that we do have that resource.
Yes.
There is an app now. It's the Frontlines, NRA ILA Frontlines app. You just go to your app store. You can
download
it. And it's a great little community. You can friend people. You can talk to people, kind of like a Facebook messenger. They've got ways to contact your legislators, which I'm sure Scott will be talking about much more as we go down. Right through the app.
You can send a letter to your legislators.
As easy as possible. So you don't have an excuse not to get involved.
They don't make it for BlackBerry. They're not supporting BlackBerry, Scott.
That was directed at me.
They stopped supporting BlackBerry in 96.
96. Early 96.
I'm still using Windows 95. No, just joking.
But go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, listen. It feels like your vote might not matter. It might feel that way, but that's just as much of an illusion as Murphy's illusion of an inevitability. The bottom line is that the power of one person is the power of everybody. When we all act together, okay, you're taking that leap of faith for those of you who think, oh, it doesn't matter, it won't make a difference. But the bottom line is, it's not just you voting. You know, there's a million other people voting. And if we all pull together and hold together, we will win, and we'll win big. That's all it takes. It's not that hard. And, you know, there are no excuses this time. If you know you're going to be out of town, if you know you're going to be away, you can do an absentee ballot. You can do that this week, okay? There is no excuse. And once again, I mean, just big picture, gun owners saved this country from the abyss last year, and it's going to be gun owners now that save the state of New Jersey. It's really up to us. Nobody else is going to do it for us. There's no magic wand. You are the magic. You have to get out and do your part and know that there's a million other people doing it along with us.
I've pretty much told, 30 family members that they're voting for Kim Gudano.
Yeah, me too.
I
said, listen, I own a gun range and a gun business, and this guy's going to raise our taxes. And, you know, I talk to my family members that are on fixed incomes, like retirees. I'm like, you know, he's going to take it from you, too, because he's got to take it from all of us to give it to people. He wants to turn New Jersey into a sanctuary state. Okay, a sanctuary state, not a sanctuary city. We're going to go over the abyss like California, a sanctuary state. So when they arrest the criminal who's illegal, they do not have to notify ICE or issue a detainer.
No, they just turn them out.
Criminals have more rights than us. Scott, thank you for coming on. Christian, thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
Again, we have literally 17 days till the election. Kim Gudano, please. NRA classes, November and December, are full NRA instructor classes from RSO, basic instructor training, pistol, rifle, shotgun. November 5th and 12th, we have Urban Carbine 1 and Pistol 1. Multi-state CCW at Gun for Hire November 9th at Cherry Ridge, ANJRPC, a few other times this month as well. We have Atenzia Protective Pen, Knife, and Cane. We have Civilian Response to an Active Shooter November 21st. And then January, we're already putting classes out. Anybody want to build a custom AR, email jimmy@gunforhire.com. Thank you guys for fighting the fight. I hope next time we're on in November, we're talking about going to Kim's for tea. She could show us her vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, she can show us. Well, the quote of the week this week is, where men are men and goats are nervous. Just to bring that back. Well, the clock on the wall says it all. Looks like you've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a CounterThink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, and the license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Barani. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you so much for listening. But seriously, guys, get off your ass and go out there and vote. We're not just saying this over and over we're saying it for a reason. We really do hang in the balance here. This is a very, very important election for you as gun owners, for you as landowners, and for you as just the average Joe's just trying to put food on the table. Like Christian said, we've got to rally everybody up. We love you guys still. See you next week.